It's time for Hogue Health Radio, brought to you by Hogue Memorial Hospital Presbyterian, Orange County's top hospital. And now, here's Deborah Howell.
Hi there. Welcome to our show. Thanks very much for listening and for telling a friend. You're welcome to send any questions or comments to me by email through the Hogue Hospital website at hoguehealth.com. Today we're speaking with Jeannie Homer, the coordinator of the Hereditary Cancer Program at Hogue Cancer Center and a board-certified genetic counselor. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you so much.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about, but let's kick it off with a question about the benefits of genetic counseling. Maybe you could illuminate us.
Well, things just aren't as simple as they used to be in the old days, like when I was a little girl, when your doctor could be an expert in everything. And So because of that, all of the national professional associations, like the American Cancer Society, recommend genetic counseling for anyone considering genetic testing. And that's because it's our sole area of focus. And genetics can be complicated, as you can imagine. And
sure.
Plus, things are changing all the time. But because that's our only focus, we can keep up to date on everything. And we just really think that this is such a serious, important subject that anyone considering it should really consider it in the right way by having an expert look at their family history and their personal history.
Okay. What's the first thing you do when a patient comes to you?
We actually do quite a bit even before the appointment. We have the patient collect all the details that they can about their family history of cancer, and then they provide us with that information before their appointment, which allows us to map out the family, do any research that we might need to do. We actually rely mostly on our many years of experience, but there are computer software programs that we run the family through to see what the likelihood is that it might be hereditary.
That was a big question I had. Yes, if you had that kind of access to programs that can help you.
Yes. Yes, it quantifies, in many cases, you know, what is the chance that the cancer in this family is hereditary? Again, as I said, we have years and years of experience of seeing hundreds of families, so we rely mostly on that. But the computer programs can sometimes be helpful in actually giving a patient a number and a percentage. And that gives them the idea, you know, do I want to spend the money doing this? Or, you know, so many people say, oh, gosh, I thought it was for sure that I had hereditary cancer, and now I see that it's really unlikely, and thank you so much. That's so nice to know, that dark cloud that's been over my head. I don't have to worry anymore.
So you can often give people good news as well as bad news in your line of work.
Most of the time, thank heavens, it would be a hard job to be giving bad news all the time.
Now, I know this is a very tough question, Jeannie, but what do you do if you don't have access to your parents' or grandparents' medical histories? Are there programs geared toward helping to try to find that?
You know, that's probably something more toward the future, although we've seen a number of adopted patients, but we see them usually at the point when they themselves have been diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
And then we can work with limited family history, but just a person coming in who has had no cancer, say they're adopted and don't have any information about their family history. Mm-hmm. Genetic testing is so expensive at this point that without a family history or personal history, unless they have thousands of dollars, we wouldn't just typically run genetic tests. And even if it was less expensive, reminder that In the general population, maybe about 1 in 500 people, very much less than 1%, would carry a hereditary cancer genetic defect. The exception to that is someone who has what we call Ashkenazi Jewish background.
Mm-hmm.
These are people whose ancestors came from Central and Eastern Europe. And who are Jewish, but of course a person who's adopted might not know that.
Right.
But that population actually has a higher risk for hereditary breast, ovarian, prostate, and pancreatic cancers than the general population.
Fascinating. Just fascinating. I want to make sure that people know that hereditary cancer is 10% or so of all cancers. I know we went over this before, but people are tuning in constantly. Is that a correct figure?
That's true. So about 1 in 10 people who are diagnosed with cancer got it, at least in part, because they inherited a defect in a gene from one or the other of their parents. And again, a strong reminder, hereditary breast and ovarian cancer susceptibility can come from the father.
Right.
Likewise, hereditary prostate cancer susceptibility can be inherited from the mother, even though that doesn't seem to make any sense.
Right. Okay. Genes are genes. They do what they wish. Right. Can you explain the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA?
Oh, that's such an important piece of legislation that went into effect last year. For hereditary cancer, genetics is a new field, maybe about 15 years old, and for those first several years, people were so concerned about even coming to an appointment. They didn't want to raise any red flags with either their employers or their insurance companies. But GINA is legislation that's on a federal level that prohibits health insurers and employers from considering genetic information as a pre-existing condition.
Fantastic.
So it prohibits health insurers from dropping people or refusing to cover them or charging them higher rates simply because they've inherited a gene that might increase their risks of having cancer. And actually, from the point of view of an insurance company, actually, they would be benefited from having someone go through this process because
since they wouldn't have to pay for all the cancer treatment.
Exactly, exactly.
It just makes
much
sense.
Easier to pay for a mammogram or a colonoscopy, exactly.
Yeah, preventive is always cheaper than after the fact.
That pretty much
answers my next question. Is this covered by insurance, the GINA? So,
well, coverage by insurance is a different story. Now, so that's a question that a lot of people ask, too, and genetic counseling is most often covered by the insurance companies, and as well as genetic testing when it's appropriate.
Okay. They have to see the evidence, and then they'll cover it.
Yes, yes. It's so expensive so that we wouldn't do it. Say, for example, my situation. My grandmother had breast cancer when she was in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That is not one of the signs of hereditary cancer. She wasn't young. There aren't multiple people in the family with that. So they wouldn't cover the testing for me because it's not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But someone whose mother and sister both had breast cancer in their 40s, that's something else.
Interesting. Okay. So, you know, you're right, though, because otherwise everybody would be running for a test if it was covered just to make sure, you know, that there wasn't a half of a chance.
And the time may be coming in 20 years when the cost of genetic testing goes down and people will routinely be tested for all of this. But this is where we are today.
Okay. How can someone reach out to you to make an appointment?
Many ways. By telephone is the most common, at 949-764-5764, and Carol will be happy to help. She's our assistant.
Okay.
Also, people contact us through our website at hoaghospital.org/hereditarycancer.
Couldn't be easier. Okay, once again, that phone number is 949-764-5764, the website hoaghospital.org/hereditarycancer. What can we look forward to in the future? Any imminent breakthroughs in the field or promising new drugs and treatments?
Drugs and treatment is not my area of specialization, but they are discovering new cancer genes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you see a genetic counselor, you'll be certain to have all the most updated information.
Okay, great. So it is really important. If you feel that you are a candidate, if you're surrounded by people in your family who have suffered the devastating effects of cancer, it might be worthwhile to at least make an appointment, right?
Yes, really. We welcome anyone who's concerned about their hereditary cancer risk. And whether, you know, sometimes I'll look at a family history and think, oh, well, I know this isn't hereditary, but the person who's making the appointment doesn't know. And
right.
So they're very relieved to find out that what they've been worrying about, there's really no need. Of course, anyone can develop cancer, and people should do the routine screening that's recommended by their physicians, even when it's not hereditary.
Okay. So screening in any case.
Absolutely.
If the primary physician directs the person and the patient to that direction, absolutely follow through. You're there for them. This is why Hoag's Hereditary Cancer Program exists. And it's a warm and fuzzy place to go if you're having some health concerns, right?
Absolutely. It can definitely seem scary, but there are two of us genetic counselors, and we both spend a lot of time talking and listening to our patients' concerns and helping them sort out the mysteries of genetics.
Absolutely. You have a team, and a team is a good thing to have. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for being on the program. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
My pleasure, completely.
We're talking about hereditary cancer as well as important advances in treating it with Jeannie Homer, coordinator of the Hereditary Cancer Program at Hoag Cancer Center. It's been very instructional. You can also listen to a podcast of this show at hoaghospital.org 24 hours a day. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Health Radio. The pleasure to be here with you. And please stay tuned. There's much more to come.